We know that the masters have already told everybody what to do. It's just that statements like master the fire, master the water, is coming across to us like some kind of cartoon, some kind of storybook, some kind of video game. We're not even really listening that they're saying, no, really, master the fire, master the elements. Because the trial that is coming to all of us and has always come is by forces that we're just ignoring at this point. We use these forces. Everybody has fire. Everybody has water. Everybody has wind. They use these forces in their body, but they're totally clueless of what these forces really are. And it's just like the same thing we discovered with the superior brachium, like a man or an alien or whatever it is sitting on the back of the brain on like the crossroads of the consciousness and all the other things that we've discovered that just show us like the keys in the language, that this thing is right in front of our face. And this is why most people are not seeing it. And everywhere you go, pretty much, especially in this conscious community, people are doing the same thing. They're not practicing the techniques that allow them to master fire, master water. Now, what I'll say, though, is that still our tutelage and our exploration here, I want to make it very clear, always will put us into these situations anyway, though. Even if we're not proactive about mastering fire, mastering water, we get in fiery situations, watery situations where we feel like we're sinking, we're drowning. We get in a situation where we're scared, we have fear. We get in spaces where we're being suffocated or we feel suffocated. So those are all the actual elements. Those are the rulers of this realm. That's why it's very clear that when you master them, you become and you go beyond this realm. Other than that, as a divided human especially, not working on any of this stuff about how to balance these elements out within themselves, there's a consistent fear of any time a person comes in contact with these things. Now, there are many on the earth already that have balanced these elements or mastered these elements, and they don't even necessarily know that they've done that. Like, you got surfers out there on big waves. They've already mastered the water. They're not looking at it necessarily like that. They're just out there having a great time surfing. But what they know in their mind as a real master class, if they could teach us how to do that, which would be to be there with us. It couldn't even just be a course, like a digital course only. It has to finally get to the point where you're there on the water with this guy. And this is the mentorship, because in this process, what the mentor is doing is taking you always and making sure that you're staying on the brink of your own existence. Not making it so easy for you to where you create a dependency, but not making it so difficult that you perish. You see what I mean? So that's what the master teachers are. And the elements, it's like humans were supposed to be the master teachers for other humans about the elements, not the elements teaching directly all of the beings, because the elements are too powerful. You see what I mean? That they bring all, like when you see a hurricane, like all of that wind and all of that water, does that look like something that you really want to play with? And that's why this, like, just you're playing a game. This is a joke. That's why people die in that kind of stuff. Because that's when that force is there. And it's like, okay, are you familiar with this force? Like when that hurricane came through, there was a point where I said, okay, let me line up here with what I know is this force. What comes in the wind? What force comes in the wind? What force comes in the thunder? And that was my first initiation, the wind and the thunder. And then the next one, now the trial by fire. And then probably if I think about it enough, I've probably mastered other elements and just didn't see it like that in life. And that's also why we have to look into our lives and say, well, wait a minute, did I already master a force? Because I need to summons that force. That's what's going to allow me to survive in what I have to come and to keep building myself and to be aware that, hey, this is about still when you die and you become pneuma, which is like ether, the forces are going to be right there. And so now you have to realize how your life balances out with those forces. And that's what this is about. Like, if we look at every single situation that we experience. And lastly, here's the thing, because there are many who have just gone right into trying to master the forces. Many of these beings have seemed to want to go at the fire first, because they just want this like this weapon. And then when they get in, it consumes them because they didn't understand. Well, whoa, the equal amount of fire you have, you're going to need to have that much water. And that will be like your first lesson. Fire and water, bring those into balance. In fact, the human body is pretty much a composition of just those two elements. There's earth, though, like our physical body, bones, all that, that's earth. Right. So we have all the elements within us actually in balance. I got to correct even what I'm saying. There's not an out of balance going on with the elements that we have inside of our body. Where there's an imbalance going on is that we're preferring to use one element over another. Then this is creating an imbalance. And then once you trigger these forces from the internal to the external, then these forces actually come into your external space and start testing you. Right. And then the test is simply, hey, do you realize what's even going on here? Are you getting the lesson? This is not just to burn you up and to make you perish. This is to actually test you, to get you tempered properly so that you in this crucible under this pressure, which is a vacuum, a black hole, can actually become a diamond, a star, a real being that has all your elements all cohesively spinning and turning and harmonizing properly. That's the real lesson here. Now, it's unfortunate, again, that TV, it's like the gift and the curse, because I'm sure a lot of people that especially worked in the industry thought to bring images of this, how it would really be, to somehow trigger people to thinking, oh, yeah, that's something I can do, not just something that I can watch. You see what I mean? Like there's many people who have, like, even if when we do documentaries, even ayahuasca documentaries, these people create these things and they think that this is going to make the person realize what's happening and what they're missing out on. And it's going to urge them to come and do it. And that happens at a very small percentage versus because of conditioning and many of the other imbalances, because in our world, we have some real imbalances going on. Especially with the fire force. Prometheus is generally, Prometheus, the Lucifer, the Marduk, all of that is all congealed under one thing and out of control, because it's, for many of these souls, the easiest thing to pick up. It's easy to pick up a gun and fire that gun at somebody. This is what's been happening even in the schools, gangs, riots. You got a young boy who knows nothing about life taking life. Taking up the fire. And then, of course, the fire burns him. He gets caught. He goes to prison. He's locked in the prison. One person's dead. This is the improper use of fire. So few should be trying to start, especially being born from a world that is predominantly water, with the fire. This is a planet that is 70% water and has not been discovered, really. This is why you can understand how energetic forces and imbalances take place. We are naturally water aquatic beings. Even our bodies are at that around the same percentage of water. But yet we want to go jump into fire first. Now, water defeats fire. Here's the interesting thing. Water and fire are not at equal measure. That's why there's wood, there's earth, there's all these other elements. When it comes to a straight up brawl between water and fire, fire does not win. There is fire underneath the ocean that is consistently being suppressed by the ocean water. They call them underwater volcanoes. The fire just cannot triumph. And what that becomes is land. They say, as we know in Costa Rica, most of this is predominantly volcanic activity rising from the bottom of the ocean and settling over periods of time. So the water here, as we can see, is one of the predominant elements that we have to work with first before we learn with the fire, except in this society, it's Luciferian. So they want to teach them about the fire right away. And many are tested by fire and lose right away. This could be voltage and jolting them up with a bunch of current, which is money, and watching them burn out of control. Also, what we said about the real body being very similar to a battery, that if it keeps charging up really fast and then discharging, charging up really fast and getting hot, then discharging, being put through different conditioning too often, you basically mess up the battery. The battery needs a reconditioning at minimum. If the cells, like we literally have cells in us, just like the battery, so if the cells are dead, then you can't re-jump the battery off. You have to replace the cells. So a standard person's life is so intense, especially without understanding these master principles, they're utterly failing. And obviously, there's a group of beings, predominantly fire beings, they don't care about this. They would love to just see everything go up in flames. But as beings that are 70% water, we have to learn that how to work with our power, how to work with our role. We have to learn how to create these boundaries, if you may, because the boundary is created between the shore and the land. That's Earth. Earth's a whole nother power. We can get into, if we got into a conversation just about Earth's personality, dealing with the heaviness and the denseness and all that stuff. That's another element that is powerful and we're standing on and we're made out of. So this is a very interesting scenario that we're finding ourselves in because we're all really here. We're all living in it. So whether we want to understand this or not or get it, we are made of it and a part of it. So we have to choose ourselves to get into it because every single thing else is saying, oh, no, no, stay distracted. Don't trust me. The fire will eventually consume you. Don't worry. You'll drown out there. Don't worry. You'll get buried. You see, like even when they get rid of a human, they put the dirt on the human. Like now you're defeated by Earth. Right? And so this is every situation that I find myself experiencing in life. I don't really find myself coming out of that less than who I am, which I feel like it's contrary to the direction that life is going, the lie is going, because people are progressively getting older here. But they need to realize that means somewhere else you're progressively getting younger because of the machination of how this is created. And the most important thing, and I'll say this and I'm done, is these elements and understanding what the master said about how to work with these elements and how to get these elements in balance inside of your body. What is your win? You know, these Tai Chi's. Nai Gong, what is the fire? What is the technique of how to deal with this mentally, spiritually, physically? And obviously in my field of contribution, it's always getting these things right in front of us. It's 2019, 2020 right now almost. Getting these things so it's like right there in front of me on a piece of paper or on a screen or something that this is the element that I'm working on right now. These are the techniques that I need to master the element. Now, this is just a manual. This is just a map. The map is not the terrain. It still requires that a person go do this. But to know what to do versus all this information, there's so much information out there. It's dismaling. If you went to even Google right now, mastering the four elements, you're going to get so many different things and so many different write-ups. But the only one we really need to be reading is ancient buddies that had already wrote out. These are the laws. These are the foundations of how this really works. This is how this being works with your mind. This is what happens when you start delusioning your own mind. This is what happens when you start burning your own mind. This is what you would think about. This stuff was written. And it's because once one would be able to ride this, it's called riding the dragon. That's when you master fire. You ride a dragon. A dragon is the winged being with blowing the fire all out of the place, right? The serpent, the snake, the pyre, the pyramid. Like that's all fire. The serpent is fire. So when the serpent is mastered, you're riding on this flaming fire. Because why does that work like that? That's the myth of the rocket. Look at a rocket. You're taking off. What's behind you? All this fire. And this fire is propelling you. So do you see why a lot of these beings, they work with the fire energy too when they try to get people to, hey, go to the top. They tell them, hey, go to the top. How's a person going to get to the top unless they have a thruster? This is still the realm of elements. This is still alchemy. This is still chemistry. Those laws are the maxims of all the energies. This also lets us know that many people became aware of the matrix by entirely different means. We're going through this method of figuring that we need to go through this process of actually studying with some spiritual forms that are supposed to be out there like ghosts. We kind of imagine them like avataric kind of ghost kind of beings or whatever we think of in our mind. We think that that's how you're going to have to go at it, right? On a spiritual level, That's where that is gone now, right? Whether they ever achieved it or not, I'm sure there's somebody that has. That's one path. However, there's another group of beings that they decided that they would just study it in an entirely different way. Now they have the molecule down there. They have a far field electron microscopes. They have all these different things that once you see the blueprint clearly one time, this is what people don't also realize. It's an algorithm. So once you see the blueprint clearly one time, everything else is made the same way. So there's, yeah, an infinite storehouse of wonders to actually look through of how many different things you can do with it. But what it actually is, you become very clear that if you're actually at that level, that is a certain level of experience, like to come in touch with the atom, to come in touch with different elements, right? That's a different type of experience. So I guess what I'm saying is that in conclusion that I only see the whole purpose of this being at the magnitude that it's actually at and how many things that's going on here. In every bit of a, if you want to call it course, lesson, universe, university, that sends you through trials and tests and simulations in order to develop a certain level of awareness. This is not a vain mission. Things that are vain look totally different. Like meaning vain means something that you're doing it, and it's not even gonna work out. That's where the word vanity comes from. Because it's saying that, let's say in every tense of vanity, you're trying to look great, but you're in something that progressively allows you to look worse, which is the world, life, age. It's a vain mission. Focus your time more on, first of all, knowing where you yin, you yang. So if you're getting older over here, you're getting younger over there. Start tapping into that younger you by first dealing with the elements. These are your parents. These are the things that you're made of. Do you understand also that the reality of ideals, like when something believes that it's something, like you will not be convincing fire that it's not fire for a while, probably indefinitely. Fire is not going to end up becoming water all of a sudden. That's us. That's our story. So they are the fates. They're bound to those fates. They're the primordial gods themselves, beyond what we would even say are the word gods. They're the primordial ones. So we're standing on them. And their temperaments, that's what they call temperature. Their temperaments, it's like, imagine just dealing with a being that's fire being. Okay? This is the intensity of what you would be dealing with all the time. Also dealing with a being that's water being all the time. This is what you would be dealing with all the time. So their gift to us, it's almost like a pass off. Like, hey, I'm always going to be this, but you can be more. You can be together. Do you understand? Because these beings, because they have to hold space and they have to be what they are, that means they cannot be something else. That's our story. You see what I mean? So that's the gift. That's the compassion. But you can see the trials that are ahead, just like any other parent. And be like, look, no, you're going to go through it how I went through it. That form of concept is just starting to change. We're changing that. Our great, 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 great grandmother's like, no, you're going to do it exactly how I tell you to do it. No, she's going to be just exactly what I tell her to be. No, she's me. She's going to do what I tell her to do. This is how even that ancient, even what we're now starting to feel like is slavery, that's where all of that has come from. Oh no, she's going to be this. You're going to work in the mills. That's it. Your father worked in the mills. Your grandfather worked in the mills. You're going to be working in the mills. And that's it. That is the energy around a primal form. All right? So now we have this amazing opportunity because we're actually in the star. You see what I mean? Look, this is a star body. Look, it's a star. Now, we know a lot about stars, but we don't seem to point that back at ourselves. So we're a star, and there's a lot of envy. That's why they said in the book, there's one that actually their whole race and species are like the antithesis to us anyway. It's like the parallel world phenomena. They don't want to see us benefit. It's like a jealousy. It's an envy. It's where all that energy even would come from. Where does people call these energies out? Oh, it's envy. But what is envy? Envy is a group of beings that feel a certain way, that create a certain force, that when anybody taps into it, they feel that same way. That's envy, right? So it's about understanding these energies, understanding how they function, you know, being on point, leveling up with the consciousness, continuously connecting and bringing things together. Like, I'm this being, you see me for 10 years. I've been in this space proving at every single moment this can be done. Even if there's only two, even if there's only three, even if there's only one, it can be done. But without everybody coming in and assisting, it's like, yo, you guys got to realize that I'm explaining you what can be done, but that means why I'm doing that, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing certain parts of them. I'm down here in third grade, fourth grade. And now I'm 2020. I can no longer be in that space. I have choices to make, things to do. So with all of what we built, we designed it for people to come in and to have something. So there's going to be a gateway open, and I'm going to do everything that I can for people to actually do that. Get out of the Facebooks, get out of the Instagrams, get into life. And here's a platform that's going to give you a rocket on your back, because that's what it is. This will give you a rocket on your back to go and do the beyond, to have the time for yourself. But that's a window of opportunity. That's what I call it, a window of opportunity, a gateway. The gate opens. Now, of course, me and those that are with me, we don't go right through the door. But the truth is that how much people wake up to how serious this is, like to see us, you know, even struggle, you know what I mean? And to try to get people to do stuff, get, you know, people talking about you behind your back, you know, just, you know, people throw stuff at you and expect you to think that it's a lot and it's only a little, it's only what they could afford to give. If they gave at all, they give you their 2 cents. Literally, that's how much it's worth. They give you all their opinions and ideas about what they think could go on. But they don't do anything. They don't help do anything most of the time, right? That's a real world. I ignore that and act like, oh, everybody is helping and everybody's doing everything because that helps everybody get through this. But if people were really helping, we'd be way further than where we are right now. Like, if you think of even time they just made all these cryptocurrency companies that were coming up online, and then they were asking people to buy the tokens and all. They made those people millionaires. Those people are long gone. They promised something that nobody would even knew what it would give us if they were able to achieve it. And people gave to it. Here we are, we're sitting with something that is tried, tested. You can come into it yourself and actually experience it rather than conception. Also, even if you were just back there and you didn't let us know who you were, you could get this kind of information. Like when I upload this video, people will get that kind of information and they'll make those changes. They'll make those uploads. And also it's because even how I'm saying it, the passion that I have within me when I speak it, because if somebody's sitting there like you're in a university, you ever heard like these university teachers or professors, you know, they're so boring because they don't feel it. But if someone's teaching it and they feel it, their teaching gets off to the other person like, hey, I'm feeling it too. I want to feel like this. I believe what you're saying. I know that what you're saying is true, not because I've been able to experience it, but because I can feel it coming off you and I'm having a quasi experience that I want to have myself. But how do we get there? And in this Pandora's box, in this paradox, in this straight line and curve, there's so much. That's what this is really about also, is that we are distracted. Like, there's so much stimulus from all, everything. I'm putting everything, ocean, sea, trees, airs, computers, all of them in the same category because it's all external to the being. And we're so overwhelmed by, look at me, look at me, look at me. We're not looking at ourselves. And that's how the beings design the dimensions that are the ones that are responsible for putting this simulation together specifically as a challenge, because it doesn't come across as easy and obvious who you are. and what you're about and what your kids should be doing and vital stuff, what water you should be drinking and what you shouldn't be putting in your body and when you should be putting in your body. There's no manual here. There's no parent. You see what I mean? And so that's why we're here now. We're waking up and we know what our mission and our creed is. We are the parent. And on top of that, the difference between a dogma and a creed is that anyone can be a part of the creed if they believe what is in the creed. Meaning, I don't care if you're from Jamaica. I don't care if you're from Scotland. If you are about the creed, you're with us. Versus this, oh, you have to be from this specific. And nobody meets those criteria. But then they still take admissions. And then everybody stays in there feeling like they're less. This is how most of these factions are set up. It's like, oh, well, you got to be this superstar. Right? They give you none of the tools to do that. They want to sell you the course. They don't want to talk to you. They don't want to actually be on a line with you. They don't want to be in live with you, on a Zoom with you, where you could talk to them directly, on the ground with them, so you could touch them. So they don't want to do any of that. And people are accepting that. They're pouring loads of their energy right into that. So what do they expect to happen? That's the other thing. Like, when we want to understand and determine what's going to happen with the world, all we got to do is look at everybody's action. And what do you expect to happen? Did you expect for something great to begin to happen for people who have not done anything great? That's why I always try to encourage them, go do something great, because that's why I'm doing something great, because I know time draws nigh. This all is going to be balanced out. It's not going to be about what everybody else thought you were doing. It's going to be about what you really did. It's going to be about whether your actions were confirming your words, because that's how it's got to be. It's almost like we don't even want it to not be that way. When we really think about it, everything must be balanced. We always call for that. Oh, balance it out. But we're failing to see that maybe it would be us that gets balanced out. Whoa, who is the problem really? That's why you have to point it back at yourself. And what is balancing out? Those elements. That fire, that water, that wind, and making sure one is constantly in the process of remembering that, hey, these powerful forces are here and they're testing us. They are the great masters. That's why we almost needed, like, we needed step downs from them. That's where the guru thing even came from. It's like, I don't really feel like I'm in the condition to go deal with fire right now. Can you tell me how to get myself in a better condition? This is where the masters came in. That's like, look, I know fire personally. I also know water. This is also where destructive teachers come in. I know fire only. Come practice with the fire. You see what I mean? It's like, you mention fire, but you don't mention water. And here's also where a lot of the moths get trapped in flame. You know, the whole idea of, you know, the moth is just going right into the fire and burns itself up. It's that attraction to an idea. Oh, I'm going to go to the top. And then these ones that are luring you in, not explaining to you, yo, make sure you keep all that balance. Make sure you keep all that energy inside. Look, don't expect anybody to do anything because it's going to become a misuse of your energy. Don't, you know, giving them all those disclaimers. That's mastery. So if somebody ever was coming to me in the whole cosmos, because we'll glide beyond this, and asking Seven Bomar, James Evans Bomar III, whatever, about what one has done to further the intelligence of the cosmos, I'll be like, man, you need to go and check those souls around Earth. Because when I leave here, I will leave here legendary. Not because I need any energy from my brothers and sisters, because quite frankly, right now, they don't even have any. It's because of my own integrity and realizing I ate from this. That is the real gratitude. I learned from this. I don't care what people want to say about it. It's best to identify everything perfectly. But until you get there, this was an experience that I had that still beyond my video games and all of the other experiences, because they were all wrapped up into that, it was a crazy experience. There was so much happening. Whoever put that together, hats off. And then you find out you're the one that put it together. Because you are already beyond, is this good for me? Is this going to make me feel good? Do I want to go through this? If we were programming our own reality, we would just program continuous. Basically, you're going to become a ball of slime. Because you would have no form. You would have no structure. You wouldn't have anything, basically, as far as being able to represent and to hold into this creation. See, many people want to just get rid of it all, right? They don't really care about the children. They don't really care about our world. They just want to get rid of it all. They just want to, oh, I'm ready to go into another experience. I mean, so hello, the same thing that is allowing you to even exist in the experience has to keep going on for others to come and get an experience. How selfish. All of a sudden, you feel like that it's okay to walk away from an experience and have contributed nothing really to the experience. Contributing to the experience is bringing your uniqueness into this realm. Why? Because every single thing else that you do is going to be something somebody else did. Like, there's only a small percentage of what I'm doing that some other person didn't do. That's why this is all important. That's why you have to be encouraged to come out and bring something, because you do have something nobody else has. It's called your uniqueness. Now, 99%, let's just say, of what you're going to be doing is going to be the same thing that everybody else does. You can drink water, you pour things in cups, you move to the left, you move to the right. There's so many actions that you make that 99% of your actions, even your thoughts and everything, are the same ones that everybody else has. But that uniqueness part of you, that is your personal, like, well, I did pioneer this. You have it because the fingerprint shows us we have it. And that pioneering is what they know you for in the stars. It's like they only know you for your uniqueness. They don't know you for everything that's the same. Everything that's the same is all collected into the same force. And so this is what the beings here are in the process of grasping. And also, this is what I'm in the process of digesting, because I get these things full dose. And there is no, like, for me, the trial by water, I felt like water was raising in my body and it got to my neck, and then I just drowned. And there was no physical water that you could see. It was all going on in my being, and I went under that water. That's trial by water. And then survive. When you come out and the wheels are turning and you're seeing everything and all of your experience, if you don't go nuts, now you've made it to the next thing. Now the trial by fire, instead of running away, I run into the fire. Fuck it. I can't take a loss. I can't take a total loss. No way. And then from there, I will keep going and we'll all keep going. But the most important thing is that, do we know where we're going? And while we never can give a conclusion for ourselves, so anybody who says they know where they're going, this is a paradox question. Anybody who says they know where they're going in infinity, it's like there's no conclusion. So there's only one thing you can do. Your guidance. Know how to guide your consciousness. As I said, today for me, it's getting organized. I need to see everything organized. See all my files organized. I need to spend the day until I'm done with the day to actually see everything organized. Because then when everything is organized, the path is even clearer. I already know where I'm going. Right, I know the I know the direction. I'll say that. I know the direction of what I'm going into infinity, but to get all the clutters off the path, one needs to get organized. Like, go into all those files, go into all those drawers, get stuff in a place where you know where things are, and you know where. Like, if you got this gray area going on inside your mind about things you need to do, get organized before we get to the 31st. So you got two more days, And in that way, you clean out your life coming into this next stage, because you're already on the right track, but remove a lot of the debris. And that's what I have for everybody today. That's what I have for you.